Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm having what I think is a parenting problem. With my dog. With my dog, but it's not necessarily misbehavior. But you know those kids, and maybe T-Hack, you experience that with your kids, who have staring problems. You know those kids that you're like, hey, stop staring at that person.
I will tell you, I think I've failed as a parent in a multitude of ways. But my kids were never the stare kids.
Okay, that's good. Wow. That's good.
Oh, yeah. My son is a lot like me. He's very detail-oriented. He notices everything, and that sometimes he can get a little locked in.
He gets fixated, mm-hmm, yeah. And you're like, hey, man.
He's not being rude. He's just noticing everything that stranger is wearing.
You're
is
at
doing.
A restaurant, you're trying to eat, and then you look up. You're just kind of like eating, you're having a conversation, and then you look up, and you're like, look at that!
Yeah.
That face! There's a kid across the restaurant just like that!
Yeah.
Stop it! Stop it!
Okay. It's especially bad when it's someone who just... T-Hat!
Stop it! It's so weird. Because what's in a kid, your eyes are a little too big. When it's a kid, they are... It's like...
A trance.
Yes. Mm. And they're just like they're not there, but then they're so locked on you, and you try to go like, I'll look away, and they'll look away, and... Mm-hmm. Cut a little more of your huevos rancheros, and you look up, and they're still like, wong, 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 and you're like, what?
Right.
That, you're doing it now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Your dog is that?
My dog is having a staring problem, and I feel as horrified when he does it as I would with, like, a human child. Maybe not.
Is he staring at dogs, or is he staring at people?
Yeah, it's people. It's people, and he will be out on a walk, and he... plants his feet like you've never seen a little dog plant his feet, and then I just have to be like, ha ha, come on, bud. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, stop staring. Like, there's this woman watering her flowers in her backyard today, and there's a little trail that goes back behind her yard, so we're walking on that. He every few steps
and locks
and stares, and I'm like, leave her.
Does he growl?
No, he gave a little like, oh.
Is
one
he
point.
Curious? Like, does he want to go play? Because he's a friendly guy, right?
He's very friendly. Weirdly, it was exactly like what kids do. He was trying to figure out the, like, watering the flowers. Oh. I could see him, like, looking at the hose. But there was no moving this. I have to pick him up half the time and move on with my life. And it's so embarrassing. And then, like, this other woman was approaching us with a hat recently, and he started barking at her.
Hats can be scary.
I think it was, but he really stared. And she was behind us, and so he would walk a few steps and then plant and turn around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, people are going to think you're going to attack them. Now, he is the cutest boy in the world, but they're going to think that he's going to attack them.
Erica, it's so much worse when it's a kid. I'm telling you.
I'm sure it's probably worse.
Especially when it's your kid.
And if they start saying things like, what's that guy doing?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
Why does he look like that?
Yeah. That guy right there, the one with only one arm.
Right.
And you're like,
right.
Yeah. I think you're okay. I don't think...
It feels rude.
You just got to have a handle on your kids, but I think... I know what you're...
Do the people ever... Do they give a little, like... Oh, like when you see a dog looking at you, a lot, your natural response is to kind of...
He wants me to go to him and pet him, yeah.
That's the weird thing. I feel like they're scared.
Because
he's... Big and weird.
No,
because
here's the deal. I don't think I've ever seen a dog do what she's describing. Like, kids do that trance thing, so it might be weird what Swanson's doing. I've never seen a dog lock like that.
Oh, no.
Without him growling.
Yeah, no, just a silent lock.
Well, I've seen, because Jasper, he's a red heeler mix, and they're working dogs. They make hard eye contact. When Jasper wants to go to bed... He will stare at you and be like, we're going to bed. And like start, I'm not even joking, but I've never seen like the curious.
Well, maybe
that
he just
Swanson
wants to
does.
Go to bed with the people.
Is that what that kid wanted at Chili's?
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.